I mean, absolutely good point. We should go up to this from this cleaning point onto the next one. Do you think so, Jackie? Do you think this is good enough, what we've said? Do you think we should speak something more?
Yeah, I think I would like to hear something about Hambacher Forst.
Aha. So this is something new I've heard.
Well, we can link these two things quite well, I think. First,
let's not link it. Then let's link it.
Okay.
Let's take it as a new one.
Let's first take it as a new one. Okay. This is, well, it's hard to take it as a new one because This is also about corporate power. It's also about money. It's also about global injustice.
Well, at a level, everything can be relevant, you know.
And it's also about cleaning up because, RWE is doing everything else than cleaning up our planet by burning millions of tons of carbon and thus polluting the atmosphere, the environment. They are the number one emitter of carbon dioxide in overall Europe, like as a single source. This is not comparable to the overall emissions of cars or something, but they are a single source. Several power plants located quite close to each other, and so they're number one emitter of carbon dioxide and thus very responsible for climate change. And
where are they located?
They're located in Rhineland, which is close to Cologne, Aachen, so center west Germany, Düsseldorf, Bonn, like this area.
Okay.
And they have three huge coal mines there. They're like open pits. Mm-hmm. So this is, I don't know, some of you might have seen it earlier, but this is a very, very frightening look if you see such a coal mine, because this is a hole of
big
several
one.
Square kilometers.
Yeah.
Measuring several hundred meters in depth.
Depth, yeah.
And it looks like a moon landscape, or others would call it Mordor from Lord of the Rings, because this is really, really, really shocking.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have these super huge diggers, which are 100 meter high, and they are they're just eating up all the plants, the villages. Several people have been forced to move. Several villages has been forced to move. So this is a very obvious situation where you can see what climate change is doing, even in Central Europe, because usually we have the problem that in the global north, like in Europe, we're the number one emitters. We're the ones who are responsible for climate change.
Says who?
Like the nations as Germany, France, USA, and stuff like that. So these countries are most responsible for climate change, but they suffer the least consequences by now. So this is a kind of a paradox, because other countries who are not responsible for that in that amount, they are suffering the consequences by more heat waves coming, less precipitation, and in the future rising sea levels. But actually now we have several consequences being able to perceive, which you are able to perceive. And so this is one of the few exclusions where you see, even in Central Europe, the effect of climate change. Mm-hmm.
So basically what's happening at this demonstration, so what's happening now that I understand as a common factor is these guys are also corporates, number one.
Yeah.
They are also about cleaning up, but in the wrong way.
Yeah.
I mean, we are all looking at cleaning up. Okay, let's get the score right. We all want to clean up.
We want to clean up and they want the pollution. So,
So that's all. Rheinfall?
Rheinmetall,
sorry. Okay. So Rheinmetall is basically also doing something which we want to clean up. And these guys are also doing something that we want to clean up. What these guys are doing is they're actually literally cleaning up a whole bunch of trees.
Is
what you're saying. Now, how big an area are you looking at that these guys want to vanish all the trees from?
Well, they already did huge load of cleanup.
Sure, they did. Well, yeah, they are a mining company, so they, you know.
They did dig a hole of the size of I heard a number recently, like 4,000 hectares. This is about several hundred football grounds, or even 1,000 football grounds. And yeah, the forest used to be as big as that, but by now there's only just a 20th part left. And they want to remove this very little remain of the forest. And yeah, people started to go against this in 2012 when they started to occupy this forest. They built tree houses and they started to live there just block the further digging by living there, by using their bodies, which is another kind of civil disobedience, which you mentioned earlier, Cheki. So,
Well, civil disobedience happens to be what we are left with, I believe, because of the situation that's created. And these things also go over time. Like, coming from a sociologist point of view, I'm studying my ethnology. So what also happens is things move in time, you know. And like, what was good for us at one point is not so good for us. Chocolate at one point was like a huge thing for small kids, and right now you realize that chocolate is the worst thing ever, like, you know, for small kids. So you see, things are moving because of people like you and Jackie, who are bringing us to this awareness. Let's bring it back to the point. Yeah, you know, right now I just want to zero in on what's going to happen at the demonstration, because what I get, the idea I get is, okay, these guys are into mining. Now, brother, I have also been coming from a place where mining has almost, the word we use on the newspaper ourselves, I myself have used it as well as other journalists in my country, which is raped. They have raped our land. This was the word used. Yeah. I'm sorry to come out so strongly, maybe, but that's exactly what it was like.
Yeah.
Now they're doing the same in this part. And your point is about emissions and the amount of pollution that would happen because of this in future. And as such, right now you're looking at stopping this thing. People have already started doing this from 2012. So where does this information come from? First, let's be very clear about this to all our listeners. And if they want to know more about this and not really take our word for it, but also see themselves what we are talking about, can you name us the websites, something like what Jackie has said?
If you're interested in the protests, like the people who start to organize, who start to put something against this whole machinery, you might want to look up the website called hambacherforst.org.
Yeah, but that's also something that we are talking about and we are bringing out. So just from the other side, if you want to know what is the reality of how things are, like, work with this particular company, then how do we find out?
Well, you can look up the company's description on their work, because they're once again they're presenting themselves and they're saying, yeah, we have a very innovative way of
mining
and, and getting energy and stuff like that. So they actually tell that they make this information publicly available, and they connect it with, and we have some nice other projects which try to
balance out
the little of damage we cause. And so you can get it from their website as well, but they are always try to putting it in their light, as do the activists themselves. Yeah, but the facts about the growth of the mine and all that stuff, this is also available from the government sides and stuff like that, because they
are legal things,
discussed and agreed on the level of politics as well. Yeah,
and you are writing an article about this, and that's why you're here.
Not exactly.
Okay. Just give us the underline as to why you are the authorized person in this.
I didn't even. I'm just doing an internship at EMI, the very same place where Jackie's working, and I'm into this climate stuff in some sense, but I'm right now writing an article on a topic which we probably shouldn't discuss too much here, because it's a totally new topic.
And you're going to write about it.
I'm writing about it, a point where climate and militarization is somehow meeting. So this is the clue or the link about this. And this is about, yeah, this is about energy as well, because corporate powers like RWE, which are doing the mining, they want to save their power. So they came up with a new idea of, instead of reducing our emissions, we could maybe just come up with a cool new technology which reduces the emissions, or which takes off the carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, and then we fix all the problems we have on regarding climate change. So that's their logic, which they want to follow. And yeah, because this is all connected to questions of power, this is...
But what are they mining? Just for my information. Or what are they getting from the ground?
They are mining coal.
Lignite.
Yeah, that's because there are several types of coal, and they're mining lignite.
What is this used for? Why is it so much in demand that they're going to do this?
They just burn it, and from the heat they get energy. They get electricity using a generator. So you might have seen the big plants similar to nuclear plants, but yeah. So they have, yeah, they just burn the coal to get energy from it,
and which is not good, you're saying.
No, because this is connected to getting the coal is ancient trees and
fossils.
These are fossil fuels which are which have lots of carbon dioxide within them. So if you burn them, you release it to the air. Which then starts the whole climate change due to the greenhouse gas.
But what effect. If I say that, okay, I'm doing this, but I'm doing this nicely, I'm doing this with another new machine, new technology that doesn't allow emissions? Because I'm sure they would be having something like this on their website. Do you have a counter to this?
Well, yeah, they try to come up with machines, but all these machines and technologies, they are just in the state of being discussed, and they all have lots of uncertainties connected with them. Mm-hmm. So one idea, for example, is might cause little earthquakes to happen. Another idea might cause changes in precipitation and might cause droughts at some places and stronger precipitation at other places. Some of these technologies might even lead to areas of the ocean being all dead because they grow algae. They want to grow algae to suck up the carbon dioxide. So this is all about very risky technology, which has just the idea to maintain their power, their corporate power, their influence. And the problem about that is that this construction all led to imbalance and injustice, and they just want to save their asses by continuing with the...
Yeah, it's a corporate game.
Yeah.
Just like the Rheinmetall is also a corporate game. I mean, there's capitalism all around, and that's not going to stop us from going to Kaufland or Rewe anyways, you know. But the point is, it can't really change overnight. Although things don't really happen overnight, like for instance, Rheinmetall thing also went through a phase when they were making alternative metal parts, and you know they could very well switch back to that. So things have gone over a period of time, and this particular point about climate change has a huge debate also going on, because the amount of climate change you cannot see or measure unless it's a number of years gone by. But by then, what you've lost, you have lost. Okay, so definitely we need to zoom in into what exactly we are doing and where these sources are from. It's so nice to have you guys actually bring out some information, if not all of it, because I really like the listeners to look for themselves on their own rather than just take our word for it, you know.
For sure.
I mean, anybody can come say, these guys from Newcomer News, they keep talking about things like that and all. Well, true. We do talk about things like that because there will be a demonstration.
And so
we just wanted to get to the bottom of it, you know.
Yeah, for sure. We should come back to the question of this demonstration taking place in Hambacher Forest.
Okay.
Because this forest is going to be evicted. The houses are right now, they take the people out of their houses. They break down the houses. They cut down the first trees, and they want to cut down the whole forest starting in October.
Yeah.
So people are trying to stop this by going into the forest, blocking the police, or by doing demonstrations in front of the forest. So there are lots of different levels of actions taking place.
I'm scratching my head now because I'm wondering why a corporate, which is okay, interested in the power game, is actually doing this to the civilians. Because if what you're saying is true, brother, then that means that they are throwing people out of their houses.
Yeah,
I have been part of this thing before, so I know it's not that easy. It is when they do them, they have to give them another place to stay, etc., and things like that also. No, there is a change which they have to do. And most of the people from my state as well had a huge problem with this because they did not want to move. They're like, yeah, you're giving us a palace to live, but we do not want to live in a palace. Hello. You know,
we want to live
in the forest. We want to live by the natural resources that we have. So I'm sure it's a matter of solidarity also for the people there. And if these people are having their own mission about this demonstration, then I'm sure there would be some truth in what they're saying about their land.
Yeah.
And just like the people of Rheinmetall are saying about, we don't want this production in our place, you know. Yeah. We would not like it to be like, tell me.
Yeah, well, the thing you just mentioned, the offer that happened to the people living in the villages. They were offered new land, new houses and all that stuff, even though, parts of them didn't want it to move. But what is happening in the forest right now, these people who actually live there, some of them for the last 6 years, they don't have a legal status. They want to live there. They just built up their tree houses because they thought of this place to be nice to live, nice to stay, and be worth of protecting it by just living there and by making it harder to just cut down because the trees. Because if there's somebody up in the tree, police or RWE is not allowed to just cut down the tree because you would endanger this person. So the idea of all this is building up a tree house. And blocking the
official movements of this particular
But further than that, creating a new way of living together. So they also had the idea of, okay, this is a place where we are somehow outside of the regular society, which is full of prejudice, exploitation, and stuff like that. So they built up their alternative way of living and. They're built up their in parts their little utopia, which is which is now endangered once again by this threat. So it's about stopping the cutting of the forest. It's about stopping the madness of continuing coal mining in face of climate change, and it's about making obvious that corporate power is connected with police and state power, and which is against the interests of lots of people. So this is why everyone who wants to go there is called to take action and different types of action. That means demonstrating with signs and chanting, or blocking the police by just sitting on the ground, as things are happening in Kassel as well. Or others who feel free to do so can go up into a treehouse and block it there. So there are lots of different levels of action you can take.
Nice. What do you think, Jackie?
Yeah, but isn't there also something that you can do today in Tübingen?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me. I would have even forgot about that. Because, first point I mentioned, the demonstrations don't just only take place in next to the forest, but today at 6 p.m. in Tübingen as well.
Oh, yeah.
At the Marktplatz. The city center, yes.
Okay. So if you're concerned of the climate and or the forest, feel free to join this demonstration. It's going to be at 6 p.m. at Marktplatz in Tübingen. Yeah.
I really hope what we just spoke today opens up the eyes to a level of awareness that we can actually effect this change that we hope to, do so. Because I don't know how many of us would believe what we are saying altogether, and turn up for this thing tonight at 6 o'clock, you know. I really don't know how many of us, but at least if they listen to us and probably get into some insight as to what exactly is going on, I think that's good enough, you know. Probably they can attend the next thing, or, you know, show some solidarity in another way or something, not go to the supermarkets. Okay, that's not possible, but yeah. So let's talk about what happens next, because thanks so much for being on the show, and Jackie especially for picking this up at short notice, also for reading the news and German.
Welcome.
And you know, it's great to have newer voices and newer things, saying something. And I'm going to play a song for both you guys, so we can just, like, you know, link the music to it, because that's ultimately the link to everything.
Well, then thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
nice to be
you.
Here.
Okay, there's this moment of awkward silence when the music is going to stop.
Here goes.